Anyway, it's the hottest ticket in town. The Billericay Operatic Society production of Made in Dagenham the Musical comes to the Brentwood Theatre at the end of this month. Now, it's based on the 2010 film of the same name. Made in Dagenham is drawn from the real-life 1968 sewing machinist strike at the Ford factory in Dagenham. This strike was influential in the passing of the Equal Pay Act of 1970. And here, right now, is Jane Granby from the Society to tell us all about it. Welcome, Jane.
Hello, nice to be here.
Lovely to see you again. So, the big news is that the production has sold out for every performance.
Absolutely.
You must be delighted.
We are. We're thrilled.
Fantastic. Well, and it sold out pretty quickly as well, didn't it?
We sold out about 3 weeks ago, I think it was now.
Amazing. Is there any chance you'll be able to add any extra performances to get some tickets sold?
Not sure at the moment.
There's a possibility.
Ooh. But definitely we are running a waiting list.
Okay.
So at the end I will give a phone number, and don't give up, because some people do get ill.
Yeah, right.
Week of the show and suddenly can't use their tickets.
Absolutely,
so
yeah,
there may be pairs of tickets going nearer the time.
Okay, lovely. Well, last time you were with us, you were asking for more men to get involved with your society. Did you have any luck with this?
We had a few more men come in.
Oh, good.
And what was nice was they were young men, and they have added a lot to the company.
Brilliant.
So they fitted in very nicely. They're enjoying their time with us.
Great. And can they all sing?
They can all sing, yes.
Excellent. It must be embarrassing if you get someone who can't sing a note with an operatic society.
True.
Well, that's why I won't join, you see. Anyway, so tell us about the production Made in Dagenham then.
It's very close to the historical facts that these machinists went on strike in 1968 because their grading was changed from being skilled to unskilled. And they were being paid a fraction of what the men were getting paid for doing much the same kind of job. Mm. So they came out, Liverpool came out, as happens in the show.
Mm-hmm.
There is some drama, there's some sad bits, there's a lot of very good songs. Mm. There is a bit of swearing, I must warn people.
Oh, well.
But it's a really good evening out, and it's very enjoyable.
Right, I'm sure it is. Yeah, I did see a production of this a couple of years ago and I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I'll be coming along with a mob of about 20 people.
That's
with me.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, that will be on the final matinee. So, yeah. I also saw on social media that you were appealing for people to help with any 60s vintage clothes they might have. Did you get a response from that?
We did get quite a good response from a number of places. Mostly Carol, who is our costume person, has gone round local charity shops and been very successful in finding the right styles. She has a huge rail of clothes in her house. She's very good.
Yeah.
Which people have gone and chosen from. We've had people who followed the Facebook call and have lent clothes, which have all been photographed so that we know who to give them back to.
Okay, yeah.
And I personally raided the wardrobe of my husband's 95-year-old great aunt for my costumes. And I've put a thank you in the programme to her for letting me borrow them.
Amazing. So have you had to make any as well?
I think Carol has adapted some.
Okay. Yeah.
So added some extra bits to make them look more 60s.
Right. Well, if you ever do Saturday Night Fever or something like that, I've got a wonderful 70s suit at home.
Oh, we bear that one in mind.
Yeah, it's like a safari suit. Do you remember those?
Yes,
yeah.
I do remember those, unfortunately.
Yeah. The things we wore and the stacked heel shoes and all that. Yeah, anyway, let's not go there. I think it's quite a large cast for this musical. How have you managed there?
We are a much larger cast than we were for last. I think people have become more confident about coming out again with COVID.
Right, yeah.
I think the trouble with last was that it was so close to COVID and the highs of COVID that people were a little nervous about coming into the theatre and taking part in something like this.
Mm.
But no, a lot of our members came back for Made in Dagenham because it is a very popular show as well.
Yeah.
And it just means we have to look very carefully at spacing and time to get people on and off stage. Right. That's the beauty of our tech rehearsal that we have 2 days before we actually open, where we walk through the whole production, checking our entrances, our exits, the spacing on the stage, yeah, to make sure that everything looks as good as it can do. Yeah. And it does take... It's harder with more people, right, but it's not impossible. It will still look good.
So how many in the cast then?
Now you're asking. Oh, I should have thought that. Probably some in the region of between 25 and 30.
Wow,
I think so.
Yeah, brilliant. Excellent. So have there been any other difficulties with the production in putting it on?
No, not really. It's all gone quite smoothly. It's been a quicker production than we usually do because we only did last... in September, October.
Right, yeah.
So around 6 months, whereas usually we take a year.
Oh, okay.
We were determined to get two productions done because of our COVID problems.
Yeah, because you missed one year or 2 years, was it?
It might have been nearer 2 years, nearly 2 years. Yeah. So we've had to put in a few more rehearsals, and the company have had to realise that we hadn't got the luxury of going over numbers week after week.
Right.
Once they had been taught, they had to go away and practice and make sure they'd learnt them.
Okay.
But not a problem as such, no.
No. So how are rehearsals going? Must be a lot of fun.
They're going really well. Yeah. They are a lot of fun. As I say, the show is good fun. It's got some really good qualities, some really good tension at times and sadness, and that's coming over even at rehearsals. Okay. So on stage, it's going to be really, really good.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. I'm looking forward to it. And also, you're doing some good. You're supporting a charity, I believe, with this production.
Chess helps homeless people in Chelmsford.
Yeah.
And we have been donating to them for a number of years now, and we've got a very good relationship with them, and they do a lot of good helping homeless people in Chelmsford.
Absolutely fantastic. That's absolutely brilliant. So what's next then for the Billericay Operatic Society?
I don't know is the answer.
Okay.
We are just in the process of whittling down what we might do next. Yes, we have a few ideas, but we tend to keep that under our hat.
Okay, you can't give me any hints.
Sorry, no. I might have to kill you afterwards. I told
you. Oh dear. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I don't know. That threw me. That did. Threats from the Billericay Operatic Society. Okay. So, how can people contact you if they'd like to get involved in future productions?
Right. Well, if they'd like to get involved in future productions, or if they want to be considered to go on the waiting list for any spare tickets, and there could well be. I mean, don't think, oh, I won't bother, because there could well be some spare ones floating around. There is a phone number, 07909 696 953. Alternatively, if you just put Billericay Operatic Society into a Google search, we will come up.
Yeah.
And contact that number or through the web page or the Facebook page, you'll find somebody. And that's Tuesday the 29th of March till Saturday the 2nd of April, and tickets are £18 or £19.
Wonderful. And if you miss that number, it'll all be on the Phoenix FM website later today. So
and again, it isn't just singers. We've had that discussion before, haven't we?
Yeah, you know,
there's a backstage crew and a prompt and people front of house. We've spent a few weekends making props and scenery. So it isn't just being on stage.
No.
And actually, going back to your thought of problems, our one big problem still is trying to find somewhere to store our scenery.
Right.
We have a place at the moment, which we have till the end of the summer. We are investigating some other places, but if anybody out there has a spare barn or outbuilding that they're not using and they're happy to give us for a peppercorn rent. We would be ever so pleased to hear from them.
Well, we've got some great people in the community, so you never know. You know, any local businesses out there who've got a bit of space they don't know what to do with.
That'd be really useful.
That would be a very good thing to do. Okay, well, we're going to hear a track sung by the original London cast of Made in Dagenham, and it's the title track, Made in Dagenham, and this is where I got the idea it must be a big cast, because it's quite a spectacular song, really. So good luck to you all. I'll be there at the final matinee, as I say, and I'm really looking forward to it. So Jane Granby, thank you so much for coming in today and telling us all about it.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.